It will be a Hampton by Hilton hotel located off Amherst Manor Road next to the Northtown Center at Amherst. 105 rooms will be inside, all of them a universal design. Jackie Berger, a member of the Amherst Town Board, explains it takes various disabilities into account all at once.
People in wheelchairs or using assistive devices will be able to have easy access and good mobility, but it's also so individuals who might be deaf or blind or people with other challenges will be able to easily use the hotel.
The Northtown Center in Amherst, meanwhile, has previously hosted USA Hockey National Championships and has one of its four ice rinks fitted for sled hockey. Adam Page, a Western New Yorker who has played with Team USA at the international level, sees this as an opportunity to bring more tournaments to Amherst. He spoke of the challenges while traveling as a sled hockey player.
You know, there's different challenges where, you know, maybe the doorways aren't large enough to fit a wheelchair in the rooms, from the showers, you know, not being big enough, you know, to roll right in the showers, or having a seat to sit on.
Some residents have raised concerns about tax breaks granted to Uniland Development for the project. Uniland Vice President Michael Montante says even those residents will eventually enjoy benefits.
Right behind me is a vacant piece of property that pays zero taxes because it's on the town tax roll. When we are done, we will be paying taxes for the land and under a pilot, and as that pilot burns off, that will go to full taxes. So it's an exponential increase in real property taxes and revenue to the town from day one.
The hotel is expected to open in the spring of 2020. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.